Yo, what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy, the franchise player, WWL. I'm joined by the mixologist and sub, Mr. Wrestling Violence, Chemical Julian, your boy, Double J, Josh James. And Sunday, I am the king of all sin and sinner, true royalty, because he is a trivia champ. We're here live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. And boy, oh boy, AEW was actually pretty freaking excellent tonight, man. I mean, like everything was on pace. A lot of it was
on pace.
Yeah, everything was on pace. A lot of it was okay. Well, it was,
before I can know if I enjoyed the show or not, I need to know how many tickets they sold. Because obviously, if it wasn't a sellout, I can't enjoy the show.
I mean, well, yeah.
So when they came to the crowd, I think they were using old footage from another show.
Hey, they were wearing rugged Ronnie Garvin shirts in the crowd. Like, wow. This ain't real.
That dude was like, I got hands of stone.
were they doing
signs in the back?
Were they doing what AEWA did?
I saw Elvis Presley in the crowd sitting next to Andy Kaufman. I'm like, this shit ain't real.
Man, Jimmy Hoffa was the ring announcer. Right. I knew it, man.
Stagger Lee?
It was Stagger. It was Stagger Lee. Finally, you see Stagger Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joking about it because, you know, the IWC has a problem with AEW succeeding. And, yeah. I just don't understand it.
Let it go, folks. I mean, you can not watch AEW the same way you don't watch MLW and don't watch TNA, but not hate on it.
NWA.
All these talents have family. They're trying to put food on the table.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want nobody coming to hating on my job.
And, hey.
Save it. Yeah, I don't want nobody coming to your job and kicking dicks out your mouth either. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Stay out those fields. Did you see CM Punk's post on Instagram Monday night? Oh, God. He was like, sold out Raw with 85,000 fans in attendance tonight. We're still waiting for the official turnstile count. So he started to take shots at AEW. So his interview on Monday may be interesting.
So here's the thing. He can take all the shots he wants.
Bad Blood's either froze or he forgot how to blink.
He froze.
I'm frozen, but I can still... I'm gonna send you the picture of what I see right now.
It looks like the camera froze right in the middle of him saying, "Ooh, ghosts!"
Right. Hey, that was him. That was him prepared for his guest role on Good Times the Cartoon.
Blood, you're just staring into our souls, Blood. You're just
Hogan. Wow, for you.
He's staring into Brian Knobb's hole.
Oh, God.
Hey, you remember that picture? Let me send it again. Just
No.
Hey, so tonight on Dynamite, we had Will Ospreay versus Shibata. We had our title tournament, the Best Friends versus the Undisputed Kingdom. Undisputed Kingston. We had the Young Bucks versus Private Party because, you know, last time they fought, the Private Party won.
Yeah.
On the Bucks field, so, you know.
Young Bucks had to get their win back.
Yeah, the Bucks
had to win. Then we had a TBS title contender match with the CEO, Mercedes Moné, at ringside on announce. We had Sky Blue versus Chris Statlander versus Anna Jay.
Yep.
We also had a top contender match for the AEW Championship in Swerve versus Takeshita, and I'm missing a match. The Willow matches. We had Willow Nightingale versus. We had a tag team match. Hold on, let me go find it.
I missed part of this show because my electricity went out.
You didn't pay your bill.
No, we were dealing with a thunderstorm.
Yeah, we had Willow. Oh, sorry, it was Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue versus Anna Jay versus Chris Statlander.
Good match. I enjoyed that one.
Yep.
You know what, Blood? You brought this upon yourself.
Where did Blood
go? Good job, Blood.
He went to go fix his internet.
Let me go fix the internets. So we started off with, I mean, we started off hot with Will Ospreay versus Takeshi. Oh,
God dang you, sinner.
And a very good technical match.
This match stole the show.
Yeah, and so there's been a lot of back and forth about Tony Khan booking these shows with, like, how important is this, a hot shot right out the gate? If you get that bump in viewers, are you maintaining through the rest of the show?
No.
Yada, yada, yada.
So, Sinner, are a horrible, horrible man. What you put in our group chat.
Why would you do that, Sinner? Why?
Blood brought it upon himself with that picture.
He brought it upon himself?
He did.
Man.
He wasn't even here.
So wrong. So wrong. Anyway, Julian, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Drew's comment.
Yeah, you ever heard of the black hole?
Don't go look, throwback. Whatever you do, don't go look.
Go back. It'll put you to sleep.
Literally. Don't do it. Literally.
You will GTS if you go look.
You're going GTH. You're going to hell.
Yeah, the opening bout, they gave it a good amount of time, too.
Yeah.
They gave it a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Hell of a match. Hell of a match. I love the show of respect at the end. I like that Ospreay is part of the Don Callis family, but he's not like
true. Is he really, though? Group.
Well,
is he really, though?
Well, he's part of the Don Callis family, like Josh is part of the Round Table crew. He's here, but he doesn't fit in.
Wow.
Josh, you do fit in. Don't listen to that man.
I was going
to
say, are you sure about that, Sinner?
Ignore that man.
Boo that man.
Hey, so after Will Ospreay won his match, of course, they went almost directly into a video package about Bryan Danielson, because these guys got a match coming up at Dynasty, I think, on April 21st.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing that match.
So it's going to be Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. They showed all of his Ring of Honor video stuff, like stuff when he was like 18 years old. He was a kid, just really starting off, really young dude. So it was really good, that video package.
I don't know what Throwback just called me, but I bet it's racist.
You're the Yamcha of the group, a.k.a. the loser of the group.
I knew it was racist.
Wow.
So, speaking of hot dog and handshake, next up, we have the Young Bucks versus Private Party.
Yes. Well, before that, so here's my question.
What's your question?
So Okada is the, what was that tournament called? A,
New Japan is, Strong?
No, he's
the
Continental Classic champion.
Okay, so all three titles weren't on the line, just that one?
No.
We've
had this conversation 100 times.
From the beginning, I thought he said all three titles would be combined.
No, they never said that.
So hold on.
The biggest problem was that when Eddie Kingston was in the tournament bracket,
he said both his titles would be on the line every match.
He said that from the get-go. And so the expectation was like, well, if he loses a match during the bracket, does he also lose his two belts that he's got?
That's what he said.
He did lose a match during the bracket, but the titles didn't change hands. So when he got to the Continental Classic Finals, it was at that point, I think they were saying, oh, he's putting his two belts on the line, yada, yada, yada. And okay.
So Eddie's still
But they did not combine them all into one big super title.
So he was the Triple Crown champion, is what they were saying.
Yep.
But he lost one title, so he's not the Triple Crown champion anymore. Correct. That title just doesn't exist now.
Yep.
Well, and was there ever a triple? I don't think there was necessarily a Triple Crown champion versus he was a Triple Crown champion.
I'm just as confused now as I was when the fucking tournament started.
Yeah.
Like, they did not think this shit out.
Okay, well, so, okay.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Like, are you going to have a... Like, so when Liger had his, like, 17 titles, did he put up all of them every time he wrestled?
Yes.
Yes, he did defend the J Crown Championship, all of them.
Well, the J Crown.
But that's different. That was all because he called himself he was the J Crown champion at that time. But the way this thing worked was it was a match for the tournament for the Continental Championship. It was never merging the IWGP Strong Open or the Ring of Honor World Championship because, you know, what happens if he loses and it's just someone that doesn't work for New Japan? I ain't going over there.
I mean, that's just the booking you do.
But that's just it. The booking, the way AEW booking together, the way that whole tournament bracket was laid out was it was for Continental Championship. It was never the AEW.
It was never for the
Ring of Honor. Yeah, it was never really a Triple Crown title, but he just called it a Triple Crown Championship because he was like that was his.
It makes his dream of a Triple Crown
Championship.
Yeah,
he wanted to be like Misawa and all those guys. You know, when they created their title.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Wasn't the All Japan Pro Wrestling? They had a Triple Crown champion too.
Yes,
but weren't all those belts connected together and defended like and
as one championship? Yeah. Yes.
So, all right, I'm sorry I brought this up because this ain't unconfusing me at all.
Because that's what I thought they were doing every time when Eddie Kingston said that I want to be like.
So I'm going to tell my kids.
Yeah. Okay? Let's be honest. They didn't even know what the
fuck. Don't just listen. Hear what I'm saying. Don't just listen to what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Because everyone was hearing, oh, it's going to be a Triple Crown Championship. It's going to be this. Correct. It's going to be that. Eddie Kingston said. Put up both my belts in the tournament. Yeah. So that never was like, oh, we're going to go ahead and make it a Triple Crown Championship. No, Eddie was like, I'm going to make it a Triple Crown Championship by adding my two titles. That's how that came to be.
Okay. So, but when he said that, he said it before the tournament started and then he lost the bracket.
Yep.
And that's why everyone was like
the first two matches. We were like,
is he dropping the strap?
Yeah, remember he lost one match. He lost to Ricky Starks.
Two matches.
No. The first match he lost. We were like, okay, well, I guess it means he's no longer Ring of Honor champion. He's no longer, and they were Ring of Honor champion. And for the first like five first round matches, they had all three belts up there. And then towards the second part and the third part of the tournament, those three belts were gone. So I was like. Okay, Eddie Kingston's competing in this thing. He lost, but yet he just defended the Ring of Honor Championship like on Ring of Honor TV the following night. So what's going on, Tony? The booking didn't make any sense.
So Eddie Kingston lost to Brody King, and he lost to Danielson.
Yes. So all those guys should have been the Ring of Honor champion right there. All those guys should have been the New Japan Strong champion. That's the way it made sense to us because, that's the way he laid it out.
That's what he said. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way he laid it out. But
Disneyland. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You heard Disneyland. I said Farmer's Market.
I said, I'm going to buy you something at Disneyland. See, you were going. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Anyway, go ahead, Julian.
Yeah, so Young Bucks versus Private Party. This is the Young Bucks trying to get their lick back because Private Party won on a fluke last time they faced each other because, you know, it had to be luck. It couldn't have been skill.
Well, the last time they faced each other for the tag team titles in the tournament, yeah.
Oh, that's also true. Also, the Young Bucks did an interview saying that they're gunning back for the tag team titles. So the Young Bucks did pick up the win here with the EVP trigger. And
what the EVP trigger where Nick slipped on nothing during the spot when they did the EVP trigger to the back. Nick slipped, fell down.
Can't be perfect all the time, you know.
And the WWE fans or WWE stands are going at it right now. What did he fall on? How did that happen? What happened? All the wrestlers I know that's in these groups, tell me what happened. What happened? Like,
no. So the way that he was laying in the ring after the slip. Kind of looked like maybe he injured himself, but he got up after and left. So, it's a real big deal there.
Yeah.
Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue versus Anna Jay versus Chris Statlander. Bad Blood is waiting for Willow Nightingale to turn heel so bad.
It's going to happen. It is going to happen like it's going to be Sunday in a few days. It is going to happen like tomorrow is going to be another day. Guess what? It is going to happen. She is going to turn heel because, look, Mercedes Money has an issue with Willow Nightingale. And so as much as we love Willow, as much as Willow is like the indie darling right now of AEW, the moment Mercedes says she doesn't like her, all the stands are going to hate her too. Are you drinking a bottle of vodka?
No, this is Trader Joe's water. Thank you.
Okay, I know you guys told me to be nice.
A bottle like that.
I know you guys told me to be nice, but I just want to say this about Mercedes Moné.
Oh, God.
I hate her theme music.
Okay.
What? I love it.
You know what, Josh? Josh, I'm going to say something too. Here we go.
I love this to Julian.
I said this to Julian off the air as we were watching Dynamite. But if you watch Mercedes do her little dance, she is so off key. Like, you can't, like, the song does not go with your movement.
Yeah.
It's like watching Carlton do the dun, 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 dun. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Dance, yeah.
I was just not like, come on.
To be loved by anyone.
Not true, Husky. I actually really loved her theme song in New Japan Pro Wrestling. I thought that was a badass theme song. I just wish she came back with that theme instead of the CEO theme song, because all I'm hearing is B team, go, go, go. That's all I'm hearing.
I mean, she does the whole...
Yeah, and it didn't...
And it's cool that she does a little shimmy, right? But it's like...
Yeah, only the on theme. Beat. I didn't like the theme. That's the only thing I did not like about her is I don't like her theme song, her current theme song.
And I like the way they're putting her at the forefront of the women's division, which is what she wanted in the first place.
Yeah.
And here's my gripe. IWC, WWE fans are haters.
Yeah.
Like they drink a cup of haters. They're like a cup of haters. They were all about, oh, she comes back to WWE, it's going to be awesome. She'll never go to AEW, blah, 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 unless she signs with AEW. Oh, she sucks. Yeah. I can't wait for her to botch in a big show, and she's horrible. Look at her hair. Look at her legs. Look at the way she's dressed. But when she was in WWE, oh, it's boss time. She's the boss. Oh, my God. She's so great. Why can't you just enjoy wrestling and enjoy what she's doing? So with that being said, I'm going to enjoy what she does at AEW. I'm going to enjoy her building the AEW women's division like she says she wants to. I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to love that every moment that I'm going to enjoy every friggin' moment of that. What I'm not going to enjoy is if she does one wrong thing like she did in New Japan. Oh, she did a spot where she was in heels. In high stiletto heels. When she hit a finisher in stiletto heels. I'm sorry. I've never worn a pair of stiletto heels, but I'm sure my fat ass would fall down and bust an ankle too if I was trying to lift somebody with my shoulders in stiletto heels. Guess what? I've had over a thousand matches in my career, and not one of those matches were perfect. Not a one. So don't expect everything she do to be perfect. So when she does something that's going to be wrong, WWE stands and all you fickle IWC fans, lay off of her and just enjoy the fact that she is back. And then she is wrestling on American soil, and she is wrestling on pay-per-views. She's going to be part of AEW for at least the next 3 years.
Do you think we'll see her face page reveal the storyline that you broke my neck back at the other company?
I mean, I would love to see her wrestle Sky Blue.
That would be a good match.
I want to see her face Toni Storm, the new Toni Storm.
Yeah, Blue.
I want to see her face money. Mariah May. She didn't get a chance to face her in Stardom. I want to see her face Mariah May. I want to see her face Serena Deeb. I want to see her face Thunder Rosa. I want to see her face Britt Baker. You know what I'm saying? Now we have so many new matches that we can see, so many new variations of, oh, we're not going to see the same women's match over and over and over and over and over again. You know? It's like Missionary. No one likes that.
I do.
I want to. Wow.
It's great, actually.
Yeah. God damn you. I want to.
It's nice and predictable.
I don't want to be predictable is what I'm getting at. And I love the fact that there are so many matches, so many things. And that's one thing AEW has done over the course of the last, 5 years they've been in the industry. Mm-hmm. They made things so it wasn't predictable. Like, you know, oh, I got Sting versus Truth Magnum. Yeah, Sting's winning that match.
Yeah.
But when Truth Magnum rolls him up, you're like, oh, shit. Oh, my. Like we saw last week in the tag team match when the Infantry won a match. We're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? I like that. I like the unpredictability because guess what? In professional sports, there is no certainty in professional sports.
Yeah, there is.
Unless you're watching the Super Bowl. Unless you're watching the Super Bowl.
That's the same reason why Homer Simpson bit on the Washington Generals. They got to win sometime.
One day they go win. But not today. But you guys get what I'm saying, though, right? You understand what I'm saying?
I do. Okay.
I just want to make sure that everyone out there watching understood too, because, you know.
You know how the internet is.
Yeah, they are so fickle. Husky's right. 7 match series of Death Triangle and Elite. That was predictable. Yes, yeah. That was predictable because we all knew the Elite was winning that.
I thought the Washington Generals were going to win.
A 7 match series.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Like me, I thought the Seahawks was going to win the football, but no.
The football?
Yeah,
just the football.
That's all I gotta say about them. That's all I gotta say about them. Name the last time they won.
Last time I remember
they won a Super Bowl or anything. It's been a long time.
They cheated my Packers. That's why they got to the Super Bowl.
Anyways,
yeah, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Anyway, let's go back to Dynamite. Let's go back to Dynamite before I get upset about
They banned some in football, the NFL.
I actually have to run because I got to be up early in the morning.
Well, sir,
and I need my beauty sleep.
Oh, yeah, you should have been asleep a couple hours ago. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break.
We'll be back Friday night for really awful wrestling. All right,
suckers.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
I almost got to the street again. Oh, fuck.
When you want to get your hair cut, you go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop, Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up. Cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your haircut right.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
Hey, it's Angelina Love, one half of The Beautiful People and one half of NWA's Psycho Love. And you are watching the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
That is right. We have the lovely Angelina Love here live on the Roundtable.
The lovely and beautiful Angelina Love.
Hey, calm yourself down, dude. Calm yourself down. Calm yourself down, Josh.
What?
All right, Julian, let's go ahead and let's get back to this Dynamite round.
Ooh, yeah. We had a face-off backstage between The Butcher and Dustin Rhodes. Now, I know you're probably wondering, at any point during the interview, did Dustin Rhodes look into the camera and be like, fuck you, Rock? No, he didn't. No, he did not. But he had a nice face-to-face with the Butcher, and they're going to be fighting each other. There was a point in the, there was a point during the interview where Butcher was like, yeah, you know all about bunkhouse matches, right? And I was like, oh, is he about to challenge him to a King of the Road match?
Oh, no. That'd be awesome.
That would have been awesome. But,
no. But this time, Dustin wouldn't get fired for because he would be played.
Right?
Exactly.
Can we watch that for really awful wrestling?
Plus, Dustin said everyone loves him in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was that, and then it was the smell of the stench from
his mustache.
From his mustache.
It has its own musk.
It was like, whoa. It's like, hey, my mustache. It has its own musk. It was funny. They're trying to throw a little comedy in there. It was funny. Oh, God, but I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
All right. We then had Trent Beretta and Orange Cassidy versus Matt Taven and Mike Bennett
of the Kingdom. So this was a quarterfinal match to get into the semifinals of the AEW World Tag Team Title Tournament. And quite honestly, best friends, in my opinion, it was the upset. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this because as a professional wrestler and as a booker and a promoter, you don't have your tag team champions lose on worldwide television like they did. So the fact that the Kingdom are the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions.
Sure. Yeah.
They were favored to win this match because they're a consistent tag team that teams all the time. I mean, Michael. I mean, Excalibur, Tony Schiavone, they were all putting over the fact that they are the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, that they have been tag team partners for years. And no center, I am not looking in the group chat. I'm not. They've been tag team partners for years, and they're part of the Undisputed Kingdom. But they were the favorite to go into this match and win, and they lost.
That just shows you how much the Ring of Honor World Title Tag Team Champions mean to you.
Well, I mean, okay, so we can badmouth the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Titles all we want.
No, I'm not bad mad.
Realistically. Those Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, they meant something when the Briscoes had them.
Exactly.
They meant something when FTR had them.
Mm-hmm.
It meant something when Taven and Bennett had them before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not giving them, even the Bucks were Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions.
I remember that very well.
They're not giving them an opportunity for those titles to. Damn it, I look.
Julian has that face. Is like, I'm so disappointed in you, Blood.
I'm disappointed in myself. I was going to send you guys something. I was like, then I looked. Jesus Christ.
Womp womp.
I'm ladies and gentlemen. I totally deserve what I just saw. I totally deserve it. I was an idiot and I looked. But. When you have the best friends, Trent Beretta, and defeating the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions. So we have Super Card of Honor coming up WrestleMania week.
Yeah.
Now that we've had the World Tag Team Champions of Ring of Honor lose to a team that's not even a legit tag team, are we going to see a Ring of Honor World Tag Team title match at Super Card of Honor now? Featuring the best friends, because we all know the best friends aren't going to the finals.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just calling it like I see it. Calling it like I see it. What are you guys' thoughts? Julian, what are your thoughts?
I think we're gonna see the best friends go all the way.
You wish that. That's what you wish. And you know what? I appreciate your enthusiasm about that. What about you, Double J?
For me, I just gotta say this. I was happy that they won, but it sucks they're not gonna win the tournament.
Yeah. See,
because I already know who's gonna be in the finals.
Bucks
and FTR.
We all know that match is gonna happen. But I mean honestly, Like, think about that for a second. Like, honestly, like, we need to have that match at Supercard of Honor. We already have the Ring of Honor World Championship, Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe for the world title. That'd be awesome if Mark Briscoe World Championship was on it, because he, it's funny, he even challenged his brother for the Ring of Honor World Championship and didn't win. But it was still great. It was still great. So, yeah, what do you think?
About which part?
What do you think the match of the night is?
You know what? The best match of the night is the last match of the night, because I'm voting for everybody black. This was Takeshita versus Swerve Strickland to find out who gets to face Samoa Joe
for Samoa the Joseph
World Heavyweight Championship. And Swerve was getting his ass beat here for a while. He was taking some stiff ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a couple Swerve stomps, running knees, some Germans. You know, the usual. There was even a Blue Thunder Bomb. I mean, you know, all the usual stuff. And Swerve ended up getting the 1, 2, 3.
Well, we had two great. We had, in my opinion, two of the best AEW matches of the year tonight. When you start to show off with Will Ospreay having a match, and then you ended with Swerve and Takeshita having a match. Like, it's to me, so this was a very, yeah, it was so, that's what I was going to say. It's so well bookended. Like, the way things are for this, like, in my opinion, would be a good go.
Mm-hmm. So, you're
Will Ospreay versus Shibata? No. Anything Booker T did, I'm not. Anyway, I appreciate Will Ospreay and Shibata's match. Hard hitting, scientific, high flying. This was a throwback to their New Japan match.
Yeah,
which was a 5-star in itself. I'm pretty sure Dave Meltzer's at home right now. Like, here's a star. You get a star for this match.
Oh yeah, he is.
You know, he's probably in his closet or wherever he sits and does his podcast. Star. But then you get to the main event, and boom. If you didn't believe, and I'm just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, because I personally have been around and dealt with during wrestling shows with Swerve, I didn't like him. But I'm going to tell you, as a wrestler, Swerve versus Takeshita was a 6-star match. And it was because, not only because of the physicality, not just the spots, not even just because he's black, Jewel. And
blood's not Booker T.
But yeah, exactly. But there was a story told from the minute the match started. You know, Swerve selling the injuries to the shoulders after, you know, taking those Germans, after taking all these spots that just compacted his spine. Like, he sold and sold. And even when he won the match, he was still selling. Some guys take a pile driver through 10 and then a power bomb off a 20-foot ladder through a sheet of glass, and then they pop up and they're okay. We've seen it hundreds of times. And I've always been the guy that said, God, that's so damn stupid for that guy to do that. But tonight, he showed, like, during this match, he showed, like, wow, these guys really know what they're doing. This was actually a really good match from top to bottom. I appreciate it. What about you?
Yeah. I did enjoy this match. I thought it was a good hard-hitting match. But I knew Swerve was going to win, but that didn't take it away from me enjoying this match. And also, there's like I was talking to you about one of the moves that they did, that you would never take. That type of move scares me all the time I see it.
Yeah, I'm not taking this stomp.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that stomp whatsoever.
Again, sorry, Julian.
They actually made it believable that Swerve could have lost.
Yes.
And once again, that goes back to the believability. That goes back to what I was saying earlier about, like, wow, like the fact that you don't know who's about to win. You know, Swerve versus Ospreay is a match you want to see, Husky. I'm pretty sure that match is going to happen. Swerve versus Ospreay, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, it will.
And that match would be lit too. It'd be maybe probably one of the better matches you've ever seen. Yeah, like that's those are my thoughts on tonight's show. If I had to give this show a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, I will go ahead and give it a solid 8. Julian?
I would actually give it between 8 and 8.5.
Josh?
I give it an 8.
What would you guys in the chats, if you guys are watching on YouTube, if you guys are watching on Twitch, if you guys are watching on some bits in the chat, go subscribe. Go to twitch.tv/roundtableprowrestlingpod.
Them bits in the chat, baby.
You can go follow. It's totally free to follow. Go subscribe. We love entertaining you guys. We can't wait to be back here on Friday for some really awful wrestling. Show would have been better if Best Dad was on it. So if Christian was on it. That's a Saturday show.
Yeah. Then there would have been 10 stars.
Yeah, it would have been 20 in the Tokyo Dome. Because, you know, that's how we roll over here. I had to get Julian. It was a great show. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, guys in the chat, do me a favor. Let us know what you thought. I really would love to know what you rate the show on a scale. We appreciate you guys being here. We love having you guys here every week. Thank you to the ATB Network for partnering with us and allowing us to be part of another great organization. Thank you to the Mixologist. Thank you to Double J. And thank you to the ones that are in the chat.
And thank you, Blood.
Thank me. What do you guys think? Should we do the watch along on the Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, I'm down for doing that. Even though we're going to cry, but I'm down for doing it.
Julian is going to be gone.
I'm not going to be here. I've got some personal issues to tend to during that time.
Julian just doesn't want to cry, ladies and gentlemen. He already.
But I will watch it, and I will give my feedback at a later date.
Blood,
does not want to cry. It's okay, Julian. It's okay to cry. It's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're all going to cry, Julian.
I agree with Husky. Everyone grab your tissues.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
You're crying. I'm not crying.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. For these two cool dudes, we'll just see you guys on Friday for more really awful wrestling. Until then.
Oh, wait, before you go, do you guys want to see us?
Arriba!
Do you guys want to see us dude react to more Abdullah matches? Let us know.
How about no? Jesus Christ, no.
How about no?
Let us know, everybody, in the comments.
Wow. Go follow us on Twitter. Roundtable Pro Wrestling. Go follow us on Twitter at Pro Roundtable. You can also follow us at ATB_. We love to have interactions with you. So remember, this is your safe space. Peace.